Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the Church is celebrating the resurrection of Lazar. Lazar, he had died 4 days ago, and he has been in the tomb, and when the Lord heard that he was sick, and Martha and Mary wanted the Lord to come to heal him, he delayed yet where he was for 2 more days. And then he said to the disciples that Lazar had went to sleep, and they took him literally, but actually he explained that he died. And he said to the disciples, let's go and let's wake him up. And the disciples said, but they just wanted to stone you over there. And they were reluctant to go. But St. Thomas says, well, let's go and we die with you too. And they went. As they approached the place where Lazar was interned, and Martha came out to meet the Lord and cried and said, Lord, if you were only here, he would not have died. And the Lord said to him, well, do you believe in the resurrection? And she said, yes, I believe that there will be a resurrection at the end of the times. And the Lord said, I am the resurrection. And show me where he is interned. And they went, and she sent for Mary. She was at home crying with other people that were consoling her. And she came out immediately, run very quickly, went to the Lord. And they all followed him. And as she did, bowed down to him and said, oh, if you only were here, my brother would not have died. And the Lord had said, let's go over to the tomb. And he said, take the stone off there, because the tomb was closed with a big stone. But Martha said, Lord, he already stinketh. It's 4 days and he's already decomposing, and it stinketh. And the Lord didn't pay attention to that. He said a little prayer to the Father, thanking him. He said that he always hears his prayers, and but he did it for the people, the people to hear. And they also said in the Gospel that he shed some tears when seeing everybody crying, and his heart was touched too. And then he told with a loud voice, he said to Lazar, come out. And Lazar, being wrapped up in the thing, as they wrap up the those who are entombed, and miraculously he comes right out. And the people are shocked and so joyful, of course. And then the Lord says, unravel him. And that's what they did. And many, many people then believed in him, that he is the Messiah. And of course, as you know, the next day he is going to go to Jerusalem. And we'll talk about that the next day. But in the meantime, the question is, do you and I, do we really believe in the resurrection? And if we do, then we believe in our Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the creator of all the universe, and that he will come down again for the second coming, this time as a judge, and he will judge everybody, and will separate the people on the right and the left. On the right, he will put those who have learned to love him when they were on this earth, and on the left, those who didn't believe in him and didn't love him. And they are going to have the lot together with the evil ones, who they have nothing but hatred for the Lord. And my beloved, of course, we surely hope that we are going to be on the right, But to be there, we have to learn to love the Lord, and we have to believe that of course He is the Creator, and He is the Son of God, and that He died for us on the cross, and because He loved us so, because He wants our salvation, and we have to learn to love Him. And then can you just even, you can't even imagine what great glorious day would be when He would put us on the right side, and then we can be in the kingdom of heaven. We'll actually be able to see Him and talk to Him and talk to the His mother, our mother, the Theotokos, the Mother of God, and we will meet the Saint Vasil, who was a bishop, and lived and converted many people, did many miracles, my beloved, and we can actually talk to all the heavenly dwellers, and we can be there in such a joy, and that we could never even dream or think about it here, as Saint Paul that was taken to the heaven, the third heaven. He says that there is no way that he can describe anything what's in there, because there's nothing to compare, and that which is there to hear, no matter what beauty you see, the sunsets and the flowers and all the beauty that the Lord created here, there still will be compared to what is in heaven. It is all going to be looking kind of dull. And in heaven, it's such a beauty, it's such a great place, of course, that and there will be no more sicknesses, no more sorrows, no more pains. You know, the Lord can resurrect everybody here, and then He could resurrect us spiritually, but He is waiting for us to want that. The Lord is not going to force us to love Him. He wants that to be voluntary. He wants us to believe in Him, and He wants us to humble of ourselves, and then that's why He allows sicknesses to befall us, and troubles and all kinds of things. This is only to soften our heart so that we can learn through the suffering, that we can learn the love that He has shown for us through His suffering, and the Mother of God suffering, and all the saints that all went through lots of sufferings, and they did that out of the love for the Lord, without grumbling. And that's the key to it. That's that you and me have to learn to suffer, whether it's sicknesses or sorrows or whatever it is, but taking it with joy in our heart, saying that, well, the Lord is allowing us to have a little taste of the suffering that He went through, so that we know how much He loved us and how much He loves us, so that He suffered for us so much, at least a little bit. Now, we finished the 40 days of the fasting, and next week is, of course, the Passion Week, and then we have by now have softened our heart, and by now we should feel closer to our Lord, and we will be able to co-suffer with His mother when she sees Him being crucified, and the disciples, and all those who have co-suffered with Him, and we will be able to then wait for that greatest joy of His own resurrection, so that we'll be able to rejoice and know the mystery of His love, and that how He loved us and how He wants us to be in the kingdom of heaven. Again, I will repeat myself, He will not force us to go. We have to want that ourselves. He will give our hearts want. If that's what we want, He will bring us in there. He will help us, and the Mother of God and all the saints, and of course the resurrected Lazarus today, he is always also praying for us. One of the mysteries that it would be difficult for us to understand here on earth, because we don't have that unity, we don't have that love, we don't pray for each other as all the heavenly dwellers are praying for us. There is not one of those who had made it to kingdom of heaven, not one of them is abandoning us. Every one of them, he has the love of the Lord, and he loves everybody, and he prays for for everyone as he prays for me, he prays for you and for everyone. So this is a great consolation. Just you have to believe that. And then you never feel alone. Then you never feel alone. You always know that the Lord and the heavenly dwellers are with you, and all the angels and archangels, and they all have great love for you and for me, and they want us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.